Which registers is the subroutine sub free to change? To answer that question, look at the code for main to determine which registers contain information and cannot be altered. Do this for each call to sub, because registers are likely to hold different information at different points in main. This is tedious and error-prone. Worse, if main is altered, now you have to inspect the registers again and possibly recode sub. One of the goals of subroutines is to create a module that is independent of the rest of the code. We have not achieved that yet. Another issue is how data is passed into and out of the subroutine. Often, data is in registers and the results are in registers, but which registers? By agreement between programmers, not by hardware, registers have been assigned different roles with subroutine linkage. Registers T0 through T9 can freely be changed by the subroutine. Registers S0 through S7 must not be changed by the subroutine. Registers A0 through A3, these registers contain arguments for the subroutine. The subroutine can change them. Registers V0 and V1, these registers contain values returned from the subroutine. Of course, the subroutine can change them.